Anoka, Minnesota had a problem. Every Halloween, the local kids were pulling all kinds of pranks, turning the cows out of their pens, and in general, causing plenty of mischief. So the town came up with a creative way to keep kids busy. What resulted is still here today. The story is this edition of the American Countryside.
A ProBox has enough seed to plant 125 acres of corn. Now, if you wanted to put 40 pounds of nitrogen on those acres, you'd need 1,200 gallons of anhydrous, or 1,700 gallons of UAN, or 5 tons of urea. But what if that amount of nitrogen was already on your seed? Pivot Bio is now putting nitrogen on seed. The first company to ever apply nitrogen on seed. The nitrogen you need now on seed from Pivot Bio. Learn more at pivotbio.com.
Hey y'all, I'm Kelly Clarkson. Every American dreams of creating a better life for his or her family, but in some communities, those dreams face difficult challenges. When we come together to help those in need get the same opportunities as everyone else, we truly are making our country a better place to live for all of us. So look for volunteer opportunities in your community to help others achieve the American dream, all right? This message is courtesy of the United States Air Force.
In the 19-teens, the town of Anoka, Minnesota was a bit of a wreck every Halloween.
There was a lot of young children. They were running around and they were knocking over outhouses and they were letting the cows out, and so they were just being pranksters.
As Heidi Welsh explains, the residents of Anoka needed to step in and do something so that Halloween mischief didn't get out of hand. In 1920, they decided to try something new.
We had George Green and some other local businessmen decided that they were going to try to help and come up with some activities to keep them busy. And they started out with having a night parade, and then they had some treats for the kids, and it just kind of bloomed from there.
An annual parade was just one of the many activities that traced their roots back to that attempt to keep young people busy, in a good way, on Halloween. Today, there's more than just one parade.
We actually have three separate parades. And so as far as we know, we're the only city in Minnesota that does where we celebrate. So we have our big parade of the little people, and that's where we have 1,500 elementary students that march down. And that, too, is really fun because of the history with that, because you'll have the grandmas and grandpas who remember marching down Main Street, and then here they've got their grandchildren that are now marching down.
The big parade is always on the Saturday prior to Halloween, but that's just one of the Halloween parades here.
Then we have our Light Up the Night Parade. All the lights come off. They shut off Main Street, and that's really fun. And then following that, we have a bonfire. They did that originally way back in the days. And so then we had not done that Light Up the Night Parade for a while. And then I believe it was early 2000, we brought that tradition back.
This town carries a distinction that no other city in the nation, or world for that matter, can claim. That part of the story is next time as we travel the countryside in Anoka, Minnesota. I'm Andrew McRae.